Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code RTFP to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday presented, of course, by DraftKings. Love me some DraftKings. Love me Fridays. It's our last Picks Friday of the season. Kind of makes me a little bit sad. Remember, starting next week, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast will be 3 days a week, usually recorded Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings. But have no fear. You have a Ross Tucker Podcast Network show available every single day anyway, because we record the college draft on Monday, so you can listen to that on Tuesday. We record the Even Money Podcast on Tuesday, so you can listen to that on Tuesday or another day. We record Fantasy Feast on Wednesday, so you can listen to that on Friday or Saturday. So we still have, I am still personally hosting 6 shows a week. Andrew Brandt does the Business of Sports Weekly. That makes 7. You still have awesome content from our network 7 days a week. Speaking of awesome, you guys know, huge fan of all of you, but especially those of you that go the extra mile in any little way. The winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
I think all these contests are pretty easy to win. Spread the word winner is Jake Prusak. I honestly can't remember. I picked him earlier in the week. I can't remember if Jake, I think Jake was a Facebook share. Jake, I think you were a Facebook share, either that or a quote tweet. Those are the things I feel like we probably get the most value out of, the quote tweets on Twitter or the Facebook shares. Facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL and then at RossTuckerNFL, at RossTuckerPod on Twitter. The sponsor confirmation email winner, Steve Grover, took advantage of the deal over at Athletic Greens. Awesome, Steve. Love it. You deserve it. Steve Grover, Athletic Greens. Big fan of that product so far, by the way. And I'm a big fan of Steve taking advantage of our code, sending me the email, ross@rostucker.com. Just like Jake, Steve, let me know what press pass you'd like. I've got a ton of awesome ones from this season. Maybe I'll detail them again next week, but I got a lot of awesome press passes that I can't wait to give out to you guys. What a cool collector's item for your man cave that nobody else knows that you know has. They don't have that. What is that? I've never even seen one of those. Yeah, it's a press pass. My boy Ross Tucker sent it to me. Boom. And then the YouTube shout out, which has really been fun. I like doing these shout outs for you guys, these cameo style shout outs, except you guys get them for free. Travis Metzler subscribed to youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, commented talking about how much he likes the show. Well, Travis, we're glad you like the show, and we are also glad that you decided to comment. Speaking of glad, really glad to get Nick Mangold. How about 7-time Pro Bowler in his 11 years in the NFL as a center for the New York Jets, a fellow O-line brother. How about that? Back-to-back days. We got some big boys on, and Nick started a company, which I have a lot of respect for. It's not easy. And it's a barbecue sauce company, which is amazing. Can't wait to talk ball and a little barbecue sauce with Nick. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
As promised, back-to-back days, by the way, having an offensive lineman on the show. I love it. Today, it is 11-year veteran with the Jets, 7-time Pro Bowler, incredible sunglass wearer, Nick Mangold. Nick, I got to start with that. Tell me about these sunglasses.
So these were purchased over the summer. My old sunglasses had just gotten so beat up. I was shocked with how little I could see and wanted to get something new. So I went online and I was just scrolling through and I was like, this reminds me straight out of the 80s, and had to pick them up right away. I've been rocking them since then.
Dude, I love them. I also love eating and I love barbecue sauce. I got a bunch of football stuff for you, but I've heard you got a barbecue sauce. Tell me about this. I was going to ask you what you're doing now. I guess you're making a barbecue sauce.
Making a barbecue sauce. So this is my recipe from, you know, 6-7 years ago. And then when I got done playing, it was kind of one of those things, what do we want to do? And I love to share the awesomeness that is everything in the world of barbecue. So we ran with it. So we have two sauces right now, the OG and the spicy. And we're hoping to get two more out soon. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a heck of a learning process. Pandemic has definitely, showed me the hardships quickly of a small branded barbecue sauce, but we're learning, we're getting better, and we're looking forward to grill season coming up.
Dude, I love it. I love that you're an entrepreneur. I love that it's barbecue sauce. I get sent a lot of barbecue sauce by listeners and people from all over. It is delicious. It's amazing. I need to have something like that I sell on the show. Like, I have an audience. I tried to get somebody to make a beer for me, but they said it'd be problematic to try to sell beer like across state lines or whatever. That's probably not the best way to go.
No, and really my fallback was when we first started out, I said, the worst thing that happens is I'll just have a nice supply so I don't have to keep making the sauce in my kitchen every day.
You know what's funny, Nick? So two things. One is I do actually get sent a bunch of different barbecue sauces and I love them. Secondly, I'm a big mustard guy. I really like spicy mustard. And so I used to do a radio show with Ed McCaffrey. He sends me a lot of spicy mustard and he's done really well with it. Like, it's like McCaffrey's mustard or something. I guess it's big in Denver and Colorado. Like, he does really well. I mean, there's definitely a market for it. Where are you guys available now and how can people get it?
Yeah, so we're actually really excited. We started a new subscription service with maxwarehouse.com. It's monthly or whatever your preferred shipping is, and you just keep – you set it and forget it, and you keep having barbecue sauce sent to you. So we're on Amazon. We're in the New York area. We're just trying to keep getting bigger and bigger.
What's the name of it?
So it's 74BBQ, and we're sold – you can find the subscription service at maxwarehouse.com.
Love it. That's awesome. So I want to know what else you do. Are you coaching football?
No, I was coaching peewees for a little bit. And then this season, didn't work out so well. My help was, I guess, not needed. So I had to take a year off and I'm hoping to get back in sixth grade, get these whippersnappers up to shape.
That's awesome. Cause a couple of my buddies live in the same area as you. And they said one of these years that you were coaching, it might've been 2 years ago. I don't know, but they mentioned that you were coaching. I think they said, my kid's playing against Mangold's team or something like that.
Yeah. It's fun. And it's neat too, because, I just wanted to help. When I first started, got into it, that was probably like 4 years ago. It was just like, anywhere I can help, you know, and they're like, oh, whatever you want to do. And so I picked defense, which was kind of fun. It was a little switch up for me.
That's awesome, man. What's the one? So I have two daughters. I've coached softball, which I love. I have not coached football. Tell me the one thing about coaching football that I would be surprised about as a guy that played in the NFL or whatever.
I don't think you would be surprised by it, but what makes it amazing working with the young kids is seeing just the pure joy of playing the game. being out on the field with their friends. And that's something, you know, when you go through college, you go through the NFL, you know, it gets very businesslike and you lose kind of that fun aspect a little bit. And to see these kids go out there just for the pure fun and sport of the game is pretty awesome to watch.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I got to tell you, man, coaching my daughter's softball, it's been one of the best things I've ever done. I mean, I don't know anything about softball, but I just cheer them on. And I mean, just to see like when the girl that's, you know, struggling gets a hit finally, which was one of my daughters last year, like everybody erupted. It's just the smile on their faces when they do something good. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like it's neat. That's, you know, everyone always says, you know, it's a thankless job coaching youth sports, but when you do get that great reaction from, you know, doing well, I think that's all the pain that you really need.
So Nick, you started 164 games. That might even just be regular season. I ask any guy that played that long, that much, how are you holding up so far orthopedically?
Pretty good. It's funny, you know, I was very fortunate not to have anything really major throughout the years except for the last year. But it's funny, I joke all the time with my kids. You know, I feel like I get injured more just doing stuff around the house with them than I did in football. And I blame, you know, you always have your ankles taped, you have your wrist tape and everything. And now just going at it willy-nilly, I'm shocked at how little things turn into big things very quickly.
How proud are you, or how happy are you that you played your whole career with one team? Did that matter to you?
Yeah, it did. And I'm very proud of that. To have that mark, you know, it came down to when it was time to decide what I want to do with myself after the Jets let me go. It was very important. It was like, you know what, I could go somewhere if I really wanted to, but I like the sound of being, you know, a Jet for life. And so that was something – that meant a lot to me and kind of helped sway the decision of where I wanted to go in life. And so it's something I definitely take great pride in.
How close were you to playing somewhere else?
It was relatively close. You know, I did have a contract in front of me, but I didn't never signed it. So it was close enough that I could have gone. But it wasn't the right time. I had had enough time with the family that I was enjoying that. And it was time to start a new chapter in my life.
So did you play in back-to-back AFC championship games? That's right.
Yes. The Colts and then the Steelers.
All right. So then I guess the first question is, cause I never got further than the divisional round. What's it like waking up that day knowing if you win that game, we're going to the Super Bowl? Like, we win this game today, we're going to the Super Bowl.
You know, it was crazy. I never really had that feeling morning of. Looking back on it, you kind of got there. But after the run in 2009 was so improbable that I think we were all just happy to be where we were and we weren't taking anything for granted. And then when we got back and we're playing Pittsburgh, we still had the taste of losing to the Colts in the AFC championship game. So I knew, you know, nothing was guaranteed. So, you know, it was awesome. Like being that close, like hearing, you know, our player development guy flew down to, I think one of the Super Bowls was going to be in Dallas. So he went down there to scout, to try to figure out where the team would be and everything. So that was kind of a surreal moment. Like, oh man, we are pretty close. We could be doing this.
Do you think about it a lot? Does it bother you? Does it not? I mean, obviously you're out at the Super Bowl right now while we're talking. Is it a little bit bittersweet to be out there knowing how close you got to it?
Yeah, it is. And I was talking to another former player, can't remember who it was, yesterday. We were talking about Super Bowls, and he had played in one and one. And me never making it, I was talking about it, and they're like, you know, do you ever feel like you've missed out? And I was very fortunate that the game that we lost, the last AFC championship, the Pittsburgh Steelers game, my son ended up being born on Super Bowl Sunday. So I kind of had this amazing extra gift that kind of took the sting out of, you know, seeing Pittsburgh playing in the Super Bowl. And so after that, it was more of a thing. Like, even if I didn't get to the Super Bowl, which we didn't get a sniff at it for the rest of my career, I always knew that I had that day where I was going to be watching the Super Bowl with my son.
Dude, you would have had a decision to make, man. I mean, have you thought about that? Bad. What would you have done?
So we were talking with my wife's doctor, and he was prepared because my son actually ended up being a week early. So it was kind of a shock as it was. But he was prepared to fly down with her and just be at the ready. I think that would have been Dallas if need be.
So the doctor was going to come with you guys to the Super Bowl and just be like along, like on call. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad on call trip, you know, to have to go to the Super Bowl. So I don't think it was any skin off his nose.
Yeah, was that your idea? Was the doctor like, hey, you know what we could do? I could just go with you guys to the Super Bowl, stay in the hotel, get tickets to the game, and just be right there just in case.
Just in case, yeah, you know, it'll work out great. It was the concern of my wife's, you know, she was worried, like, what happens if I get to Dallas and my water breaks? You know, what do I do? I don't have the person who's been taking care of me for the past 9 months. So she floated it and he was receptive. So the plans were in place.
Two more, Nick. Jets organization, obviously, it's been a lot more losing than it has been winning. And I guess you don't really know any different. You never played anywhere else. To really know what it's like other places. Do you think there's something about ownership or the organization that prevents the Jets from having more success or no?
Yeah, and see, this is where I enjoy that I have the Jet for Life designation, but I would have liked to have gone to another organization and seen, you know, how it feels different and, you know, what that is. And it's tough because when we were having our bad spells, we'd had guys come in as free agents, you know, they would talk about, all right, well, we need to change the culture. And they're like, well, you know, this is, what do you mean you change the culture? Like it's, we're all trying to win. Like culture is supposed to be winning. I don't really understand that. And so, it would have been neat to see, you know, maybe go to the Steelers or Green Bay and just see how those things work. And you know, is there anything different or is it just truly the coaches and players that make it all happen?
Yeah, I mean, I played for five different teams, definitely different culture. I mean, I got traded once from the Patriots to the Browns. I mean, very, very different. I think the biggest thing, honestly, is just sort of the expectation. It's almost like you went to Ohio State. It'd be like if you went to, Rutgers or something or Illinois. Like, there's just kind of a different expectation. It's probably the best way I would describe it. My last question, I still see you doing commercials, dude. Like, you haven't played in a while. You're an O lineman. Who is your marketing guy? Now, obviously, you were a much better player than I was, but still, dude, how are you getting commercials and stuff? That is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. These things just seem to fall in my lap. And like the most recent one that we did with Bud Light Seltzer, I get the call, and it was right before the 4th of July weekend. And it was like, hey, can you fly down to Georgia for a full day of filming for a Bud Light spot? And I was like, yeah, sure. And it had to be like end of June. He's like, it's all right. It's going to be the 1st or the 2nd. Is it of August? And he goes, no, of July. You need to leave in 2 days. I was like, so I'm traveling on the 4th of July weekend. And we're doing this grocery. He goes, I think it's going to be worth it. And I agreed, and we had a grand old time. And what was really neat for that one especially was the directors seemed to have more of a kind of just an open air, all right, let's see where this takes us, improv type thing. And she looked at me like I knew what I was doing. And I was like, lady, I'm not an actor. I don't have a clue what I'm doing here. She's like, no, you'll be fine. Just go with it. So it ended up being, I mean, we filmed for 8 hours and, I mean, they have so much stuff on that cutting room floor. They could make commercials for the next 10 years.
Everybody always says that it's unbelievable how much they do for like a 30-second commercial or whatever. You do a good job cracking your knuckles or whatever it is that you do. in that. You got them all taped up. I love it. Nick, really appreciate the time. Anybody knows, my listeners know I'm a big fan of small business and entrepreneurship and trying to start something on your own and trying to make it happen. Good luck with the barbecue sauce. Hit all my listeners with it one more time so they can get some Nick Mangold barbecue sauce.
Yeah, so it's 74 BBQ, and we're at maxwarehouse.com for all your subscription needs, so that way you don't have to keep remembering to buy. It'll just show up at your doorstep, and it's delicious. It's my own sauce. I made it up. It's not some company that's paying me to put my name on it. Like, it's mine through and through.
That's awesome. Nick, thanks so much for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ross. Appreciate it.
So Nick was obviously traveling out there at the Super Bowl, which is very cool. Radio Row. I've done that a lot. Back-to-back years, I haven't done it. Maybe I will go out next year. I guess it depends on what's going on with some of my different employers and what they want me to do. Here's what I know. If you are traveling, like I do a lot, or like Nick does, you absolutely need to use ExpressVPN. If you use the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like checking in your baggage at the airport without a lock. I mean, don't you want that stuff private? I don't know what you guys put in your bags. I'm not even going to go there. What kind of underwear? Whatever. Just the point is you wouldn't want everybody to be able to see that, right? When you go online without a VPN, internet service providers can see every single website you visit. They then sell this information. It's legal without your consent. The reason why you should use ExpressVPN, you can browse anonymously. It's easy to use. It works on all devices. And if you're traveling, hotels, airports, absolute no-brainer. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/Tucker today. That's expressvpn.com/Tucker. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Tucker.
Tuck Takes.
Hi, Ross. Good morning. The Hall of Fame class of 2022 was announced last night. And I'm guessing you're pretty happy because of Tony Boselli.
Not only Tony Boselli, people that have seen me on Twitter, I know that's a lot of you, at Ross Tucker NFL, the last few years, you know the two guys that I have, I don't know if campaign's the right word, but that I've talked about the most, that I've felt the strongest about, Tony Boselli, Richard Seymour, and they both got in. You know, I'll tell you the whole class, for those of you who didn't see it. Tony Boselli, Leroy Butler, Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Bryant Young, Cliff Branch was the veterans candidate, Art McNally contributor, Dick Vermeil coach, which is very cool. So here's what I would tell you. You know, it's kind of cool because I get a chance to play with or against a lot of these guys, right? Like, I played against Bryant Young multiple times, played against Seymour a lot. I really think if you look at the finalists list, the Marcus Ware and Calvin Johnson and all these guys, Zach Thomas was an awesome football player, Willie Anderson. There's not a guy on the finalists list that I say, he's definitely not a Hall of Famer. Oh, that guy doesn't deserve it. There's not one. There's not one that I think, no way is he a Hall of Famer. It's hard to get in. I think they are all deserving on some level. But these guys had all waited a while. Boselli, Butler, Mills, Seymour, Bryant Young. I mean, they had waited a long time for this opportunity, and they deserve it. I think I've talked a number of times about how I feel in particular about Boselli and Seymour. Boselli was the guy we all wanted to be. Seymour is the best defensive lineman I ever played against, but was in a system in New England that just didn't allow him to showcase that as much. But a tremendous, tremendous player, very deserving. really happy for him. Happy for all of these guys, in fact. So, yes, Bri, I am a happy camper, and now I'll have to look at it next year or for future years to see who I feel strongly about. But those are guys that I felt strongly about for years, so it does make me feel good, real good.
Ducks takes.
Let's talk about some of the other awards last night. Any surprises? Rookie of the Year, Player of the Year, Walter Payton, Man of the Year. By the way, that was pretty cool.
I didn't get it. I fell asleep before the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Why was it cool?
Just listening to Andrew Whitworth and everything that he's done, I just didn't know much about him until watching that and was thoroughly impressed.
He is an awesome guy. I mean, first of all, he's a gigantic human being. Second of all, it's incredible that he's still playing. He's going to start in the Super Bowl as an offensive lineman at over 40 years of age is insane to me. Insane. Insanely impressive. And then what I love hearing is when they talk about what all of the Walter Payton Man of the Year candidates have done. I think sometimes we take that for granted. These guys don't need to do that stuff. They don't need to do that. They're not obligated to do that. They do it because they understand the platform they have. They understand the impact that they can have. You can ask any of the teams I played for on Tuesday, the quote-unquote off day. I would say more than 50% of the time probably, Bri, I did. They usually would have almost once a week, they'd have some type of volunteer function on a Tuesday during the season. And I would say more than 50% of the time, and certainly more than I remember anybody else on any of the teams I played for, I would go. Because I just remembered what it was like to be a fan. I remember what it was like when I got to meet NFL players and how impactful it was to me. I guess I just thought it was part of the job, but it's not. So kudos to Whitworth as the Walter Payton Man of the Year. That's an incredible, incredible honor that goes way beyond football. Honestly, Bri, I thought all these were really easy. Aaron Rodgers, MVP. I can think you can make an argument for Brady, but I'm fine with that. Cooper Kupp, of course. TJ Watt, of course. Although it is pretty incredible that Micah Parsons got second as a rookie, Defensive Player of the Year voting. Although, you know what? Nobody really cares who got second. Ja'Marr Chase, Micah Parsons. I pointed this out on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. That's just the latest evidence that both those guys opted out last year. So opting out certainly didn't hurt them at all. And in fact, that opt-out just reminds me that those guys absolutely, I mean absolutely, were good enough to be able to play in the NFL during that opt-out year. It's kind of silly that they couldn't. Joe Burrow, comeback player of the year. It's fine. Mike Vrabel, coach of the year. I agree with that one. What jumped out to me about that one? Rich Bisaccia got third. The Raiders had him. Now, listen, we don't know. Josh McDaniels might be a big upgrade over what we've got from Rich Bisaccia. That's certainly possible. But, you know, the only sample size we had for Bisaccia was really good. And the only sample size we have for McDaniels was really bad when we're talking about head coaches. It's interesting to me that the Raiders would trade a small, really good sample size for a small, really bad sample size. Or at least a little bit bigger, but still small, bad. So we shall see if it works out for the Raiders or not.
Real quick, who was second in the voting in that category?
LaFleur.
Okay.
Which I don't really agree with. I mean, I know they had injuries, but to me, if you have the MVP of the league, how great is the coach? I don't know.
Ducks takes.
All right. Last time for what, about 7 months? Need a prediction from you for this weekend's game. It's the big one.
You're going to make me cry, Bri. Don't make me cry. I will say this, though. I always like to peel back the curtain for you guys a little bit. It is a little bit of mixed emotions for me this time of year. I know I'm going to miss football, but I also am glad of being free from the obligation of all the games I travel to, watching all the games. You know, I've got some trips planned. I've got some family time planned. I'll be going skiing and doing those type of things. You know, that's a huge part of life too. I mean, that's the stuff that you do with your family that your kids remember forever. So I am thankful for that part of it. I should mention, speaking of family, I actually haven't done this yet. I'm going to do it as soon as we're done recording. I'm getting flowers from 1-800-Flowers for my mother-in-law, my wife's Oma, and my mom. You can get 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. It is a great last-minute deal. You know how I feel about it? You know, my wife's grandmother passed away, and I am so glad, you know, within the last year, and I'm so glad that I sent her flowers every Valentine's Day and every Mother's Day, I think since 100 Flowers is a sponsor, and I'm doing the same for her Oma, who's 99 years old, 99 and a half, in fact. She turns 100 in June or July. To order 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Ross. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Ross. So, Bri, what I would tell you about the game, and I guess I've got a lot of things to say about the game, but I just think ultimately the Rams are a little bit better. And in particular, I think they're a little bit better up front on both sides of the ball. They do have several guys that have experience playing in the Super Bowl. I don't know how much that counts. I don't know how much of a difference that makes, but I think it's something. And I think that that will help the Rams. I think the combination of being better up front and having some Super Bowl experience, I think ultimately that will carry the day for the Rams. But I think it's a close game. I think it's an awesome game. I'm certainly hopeful of that. Those of you that listen or watch the Even Money podcast, you know I really like the Bengals and the points. I've been consistent with that for about 2 weeks. I do think the Bengals cover the spread. Would not be surprised at all if the Bengals win. And, you know, I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. I'll be so happy for guys like Andrew Whitworth, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, such a great player. Eric Weddle. I mean, Stafford, after everything in Detroit. Whitworth, you know, at 40. Weddle coming out of retirement. Like, fairy tales for all those guys. If they win the Super Bowl, that would be amazing. But I just think it would mean more to the city of Cincinnati, to those lifelong Bengals fans, than to the people of Los Angeles. I just do. So I'm kind of hopeful that the Bengals win. I don't really care that much. It doesn't affect my life either way. But I'm going to go 24-23. The L.A. Rams win the first Super Bowl in L.A. Rams history. And the Bengals have another heartbreaking Super Bowl loss like they did back in one of the most vivid Super Bowls for me. Back in 88 when Joe Montana threw the ball to John Taylor. What an awesome, awesome ending. Other than that, some shout-outs are in order. Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, SteakhouseSports.com. I'm sure they got something going for the Super Bowl. Can't wait to get on our schedule next week. You guys know pro football never ends. Combine, free agency, it's all coming. And in the offseason, we get to get some different guests on, kind of like we've done this past month, that makes for some really interesting, fun conversations. Other than that, have an awesome weekend. Enjoy the last game. Hopefully when I post my beer, you guys can reply back. Hopefully when I post my food, you guys can reply back. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.